Today's year is sponsored by the Nordenberg family, Lilinish, with Moshe Dov and Shaul Pinchas, and for a foolish time before
Shimon
Tzvi Ben Peril. We're on Daf Lamed Vav, the first word of Daf Lamed Vav. Masiv Rav Simi Bar Abba. Simi Bar Abba asked the following question. We are still on the topic of are Kohanim Shluchim of us, or are they Shluchim of Hashem? What was the difference? The difference was if you make a neder against the guy. If he's your Shliach, he can't do a vote for you. Unless it's a kapara, which he could do without your will. And if he's not your shliach, it's Hashem's shliach, he could do anything for you. Masiv Rav Simi Bar Abba. Im ha yekohen, if he's a kohen, yizrok olav dam v'chataso v'dam ashamo. This is a brisa that says that if he's a kohen, he's allowed to sprinkle the dam of an asham and the dam of a chatos. So what do you see? Obviously, he's the shliach of Hashem. Because if he's your shliach, he couldn't do it for you. Yeah. They left out the words. The words that were left out are, you made neder against him.
Yeah.
They left out those words.
That's not the case.
So what? That's the whole, right, exactly, the whole case. Im ha yekohen, if the guy you made neder against is a kohen, yizrok olav dam chatasa v'dam hashamo. You can still sprinkle the dam, he can still sprinkle the dam for you. So the Ran says, you know, if you look at our Mishnah said, kine zavim zavos yolados chatos v'ashamos. Our Mishnah also said chatos and hasham. Why are we bringing a kashya from this brisa? So the Ran answer is because in this Mishnah, we have other things in the Mishnah. The Zav, Zav. I would have thought the Chatos and the Asham are things like Mechutz HaKapara. The Chatos of a Metoro or a Nazir, an Asham of Nazir. Things that are Kaparas. Not things that are really a carbon. This brisa just says Chatos and Asham. Why would I think a Chatos and Asham stam means a chatos of a kapara? Why would I think that? It's a regular chatos. Therefore, the Gemara asked the kasha on this brisa, but we give the same answer anyway. No, dam chatos hashal metzora for dam hashal hashal metzora. The answer is no. We're not talking about a regular chatos on an asham. We're talking about metzora. Dichtiv zos tiye toras hametzora ben gadol ben katon. Whether it's an adult or a child, it doesn't matter. The point was, you don't need consent. And since you don't need consent, he can't be your shliach. Okay. Now, another case. Tanan. Ready for this? Hakahanim shepiglu b'mikdash. If a kohen does piggle in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That means you bring a carbon to a kohen, and he has a machshava of piggle. He ruins the carbon. Now, does he have to pay you for ruining the carbon? What? Oh, so b'mikdash mezidin chayavin. If he does it on purpose, it's chayav to pay you. Now that's all it says. Ha shogin. The implication is, if he would have done it by mistake, Kohen made a mistake. Peturin, he'd be potter to pay you. No, it could be unintentionally also.
I thought that's even pickle.
What? No, can he be intentionally?
He does five.
No, oh, intentionally.
All of a sudden, he does a chatas. He didn't realize.
You have the machshava thought intentionally. That's for sure. The question is, when you say, "Oh, I can't wait to eat this in 6 days from now."
That's a big deal.
Right. That's you have to have that thought.
Right.
However, did you know you're not allowed to, or you thought you were allowed to? That's the maze of the show game. I know I can't eat it in 6 days now. I'm having this machshava just to ruin this guy.
Exactly, that's always
pickle. No,
that's
right. That's amazing. Or, I once was listening, I was half asleep, and I heard you can eat a carbon after 6 days.
He got confused.
He got confused. So he was all excited to eat it in 6 days from now.
Or 2 days.
So that's only amazing. He thought it's mutter. So that's Mr. Pickle also. Hub Shogig, if his thought was a mistake, Peturi doesn't have to pay you. Right? It's like any other mistake.
Right, this
right?
Is the core for medical malpractice. Like, you do not pay up the maze, you shouldn't have to pay.
Ella! but the whole definition of negligence is it's not on purpose.
Right.
That's the whole definition of negligence.
And she is it's a machloket,
and Justice Cardoza, right? It's a machloket. Ella, but.
So now you can cancel your malpractice insurance.
Yeah, yeah, try doing that. Ella, shepigul and pickle. It's still pickle. It's still pickle, right? Now, even though he didn't do it on purpose, it's still pigled. Now, if the Kohen is a Shliach of Hashem, I understand why it's pigled. Why? Why? Because it's pigled. How we'll explain it when we say the other half. But if he's your Shliach, how can somebody do pigle? How can I appoint you to do something I don't want you to do? How's that possible? Ha, am I pigle? Am I pigul and pigle? Le malay shluche shavisach lutekune v'lo la'avisi. I hired you to do something good for me, and do something bad for me. I didn't hire you to do something bad for me. Right? I said, I didn't make you shlech to destroy me, to ruin me, to cause me a loss. That's what I didn't hire you for. I hired you to make a carbon for me. You botched up. All right, it's pigle. But obviously, it can't be my shliach. You can't be my shliach. You must be Hashem's shliach. Now,
well, wouldn't that be in case of Hashem? Also, Hashem didn't want you to do it, make pickle out of it either.
But there's something in the Torah called pickle.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's an exception to that rule. We're going to answer the question. We're going to answer this question in what you just said in a minute. But one second before we get to the answer, is the question on shogeg or mezid or both?
Shogeg.
What? What about Mazid? I hire you to do bring a card for me. You don't. I don't know that you hate me, so you're gonna destroy on purpose. But Mazid, you're gonna make pickle. Is that what I'm talking about? That also. I'm just talking about shogeg. Which one? So the Ran says, the Ran of Ella, I amit shluche didonin. I might pigul and pickle shogeg who dekashale. The kash is on the shogeg part. Why? Bishlam b'mezid. Ninhu. Yeah, you're my shliach. However, pigul and pigle, the kivon shemafagel b'mezid. If you do pigle b'mezid, ena osa shlichuso, ella adaite denafshe ka'avid. You're not even my shliach. When you do pigle b'mezid, you're not my shliach. I can't come over to you. What do you do that for? I hired you to do something good for me, not to ruin me. Yeah, when you ruined me and you made pickle b'mezid, you weren't my shliach anymore. You were not acting as my shliach. Now, there's no kasha that's on a shlichus. Nobody does that, right? Kaimel on Perek Beis Dechulin, the Adam Oser Davar She'ena Shalo Al Yedei Maisa. I can aser something that belongs to you with a maisa, not with a machshava, but with a maisa. Right? I can walk into your kitchen and shake up all your pots. I Einam the Davar Oser She'ena Shalo, not without a maisa. So I can destroy your carbon with a maisa. The machshava is considered a maisa, right? I make pigle in my head. I'm not your shliach anymore. That's not a kasha, right? Avo b'shogeg, but it was a mistake. E shluche didon ninhu. If I'm your shliach, I might pagid on pigle. How can there be pigle b'shogeg, right? The hakim on the shogeg who lava daiti dinav sheka oven. You didn't do what I wanted. The mitzchavin who lasso shlichuso. Venema shliach shavitzach letikun ivelo lavisi. I hired you to do something good for me, not to do something bad for me. So it can't be that you're the shliach of a person. It must be your Hashem shliach. So your question is, but even same thing if you're Hashem shliach, Hashem gave you the mitzvah to do korbanos, not to be mefagel. Okay, but such a thing as pigle. That answer, such a thing as pigle, is so strong, it's going to answer our question. So the Gemara says, no, Amri, shiny guy be pigle. Pigle's different. Tamar kra, lo yechashiv lo, b'kal mako. It doesn't matter if it's shogeg, made it, I can even be mashliach. What did you botch up for me by mistake? I didn't want you to do that. That's what the Torah said. Pigle's pigle. What can I tell you? Okay, now, that's it. End of the Gemara. The question's not answered. And the question is not... So yesterday, the Ran said, we have an answer to this question. The question is, there's no question that a shliach is the shliach of Hashem. Hashem. Why? Because if he's your shliach, how could it be that you can appoint a shliach to do something you can't do? How could that be? I'm not a Kohen. So how could I make him a shliach to be my representative? I can't do it myself. We have a rule in shlichus. You can only be a kashiach if you can do it yourself.
It's another reason he's not his shliach.
Why?
Because you cannot choose. You don't go to the Pesamidish and choose which koyan you want to do your...
I mean, you can go which week you want, really, right? In a way, a little bit you could.
Well, but even if you go, if you go to Pesamidish, let's say, and on that week your friend is on that chabura, can you choose him?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I hear, but the point is, right, it's the more of the, you're choosing the kanam as a plural, not this guy, my next door neighbor or something.
It's a,
Yes.
So,
what?
Sometimes you choose this guy.
What do you mean?
Not for avodah.
No, I don't know if you. I don't.
You want to give him a bechor? You want to give him a
right? Right.
What?
Right.
That's
right.
Not avodah.
Matonis, correct.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
Right.
We're going to get to your case about choosing the kohen. We're going to get to that on a base. Choosing the kohen. Yeah. What?
Any kohen you want.
What do you mean? You show up at the base of the Mikdash. You can't choose.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
That mishmer happens to be those people. But if I don't want that kohen to be there, I mean,
no. If your cousin is not selling the mishmer, can you go there and say, "Want my cousin to do my avodah?"
Yes. Why not?
I don't know. I just don't know. What do you mean? The kohen says, "What do you mean? I've been waiting a whole year for this. I need the meat. I don't want to. Why should I move?" It's my turn. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works.
Matzkun is one thing, but avodah is something different.
It's about carbonos. Carbonos.
I'm interested in the rules.
When Mashiach comes and they have the board. What?
You have an app.
The what?
If.
It. Yeah. They'll have an app.
They can have a leaderboard.
Yeah.
You'll see.
You know when your turn is coming, you have to wait in line.
What?
Yeah,
yes, they will. Rabbi Yashiv said.
What?
Rabbi Yashiv said that when Mashiach comes, there won't be second day Yontif because people have phones. People have phones. Rabbi Yashiv said that. The whole thing
now.
Is you don't know. You have a telephone. Pick up the telephone and call. Rabbi Yashiv said that.
I don't have that problem now.
You hear? It's an amazing. What? Yeah. It's in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. He said he brought down a source. I saw it there. Yeah. I'll get you the quote. I'll find it. Amazing?
No, it's crazy.
Right.
No, we can't.
Okay, Gufa.
No, we can't. I can't think
sure. Gufa.
Oh, we have answered.
Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol tzrichin das chutz michutz kapara. We said this yesterday. Every carbon requires das, except for if it's for a kapara. A kapara, I could bring a carbon for you without even telling you. Right? If it's for a kapara. Shaharei, adam evi carbon albanav albanosav haketanim. Because you can bring a carbon for your children, the ketanim. Right? Elameata, if that's true, yavi adam chatas chelev al chavero. Why can't I bring a chatas for you? I know you turned the light on Shabbos, and you're either you don't have the money, you don't want to, you're whatever it is. So I'll bring the chatas for you. I don't mind. I'll bring it on your behalf.
Doesn't he have to appoint you as a
shliach? What?
Doesn't he have to appoint you as a
shliach? 1 second. Shekein mevi adam mevi al ishto. You can bring it for your wife as a shota, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the difference if it's your wife or it's your friend? What's the difference? So the says 1 second. Alama amar Lazar hifresh chatas chelav al chaver lo asa klum. It's nothing. You can't bring a carbon chatas for somebody else without them knowing about it. You can bring a kapar for them without them knowing about it, but not a real bona fide chatas. What's the difference? I can bring it for my wife. She's a shota. So no. Ishto shota. What? Because you have to have das. Okay. So you can't. So that can't override that. Yeah, I can pick up a watch for you on the floor. A lost. Ooh, hefker. Oh, I know Mr. G would love that. That I can do. Because you don't require das, but here you require das for a carbon. So I can't bring a carbon for you. So why not? Why is it different than a wife who's a shota? So Gemara says 1 second.
What about
we're gonna get to carbon pesach in a second. Ishto shota hechi dami. Ishto shota. What's the case of ishto shota? Ilema ida achla kishi shota. She ate chaylev when she was a shota, right? So it's not chayv in a carbon, right? Then la bas carbon he. It's not chayv in a carbon. She had never das when she ate the chaylev. And eat the achla. What's the other case? Eat the achla because she pichis. She ate it when she was normal. Then finished datsa. Then she became crazy. So now she can't bring a carbon now. Now she has no. But she had datsa when she did avera. Amar v'yirmiyah. Amar bavo. Amar b'yochanan. Ochel chelev hifresh carbon. If you eat chelev and you set aside a carbon, then finished data. Then you become crazy, right? And then even v'chazer finished data. Then you become normal again. Yeah, you had a breakdown for a while. Now you're back. You're normal. Puzzle. You're still puzzle. Why are you still puzzle? Once it goes away, it goes away. So if this wife of yours was normal, and she made a mistake, she chaylev. Now she you does it, then she becomes crazy, right? It's over. It's over. So you don't have to bring a carbon for her. So how is it possible for a man to bring a carbon for his wife or shota? It's impossible. There's no case where it's possible. It must be. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a kapara. That must be. You can't bring a carbon for someone else. Can't be.
What is that? Isn't a carbon a kapara?
There's two kinds. There's a kapara to be able to go out to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's a kapara for the chet. Kapara for the chet, you cannot bring for someone else. kapara to be able to go on to the Beis HaMikdash and eat kachim, that you can bring for someone else. Because that doesn't require das. Even your kids, you can do that for. Even your kids. So it can't be, there's no such case where you can bring a carbon chatas for your friend. We tried to say, yeah, but what about a carbon for your wife who's a shota? There's no such thing. It's only for a kapara. Ella me'ata, 1 second. Yavi adam pesach al chavero. Why can't you bring a pesach for your friend? Shekain adam mevi albanosav haktanim. When you bring a carbon pesach, you include your family, your kids. Right. They're katana, they have no das. So I have a neighbor who says, I'm not participating in the carbon pesach, it's too expensive. Will you eat it? Yeah, that I'll do. But I'm not participating. So can you include that guy without him knowing about it? Well, you can include your kids. So the Gemara is going to answer, you include your kids, it's just a chinuch thing. It's not etz a mitzvah to include your kids. It's a chinuch. Your neighbor, you have to include the guy. You can't include someone in the carbon pesach without das. You can't go, you know what, I'm going to be nice, I'm going to have all my neighbors. You can't do that.
Like a barbecue.
Yeah, you have to tell them about it. You can't not tell them. Ah, what about your kids? You didn't tell your kids. Hey, kids is different. Right?
It's interesting. His das.
Yeah.
He interprets it as consent, as opposed to das being somebody has a brain.
Right. So someone.
Somebody consent.
It's the same thing.
Different.
It's the same thing. You know why? Because in Ishto Shota, she doesn't have she doesn't have das, and therefore she can't consent. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, but not a
child also.
Not Pesach.
Well, yeah, child Pesach. Yes, you have to go to you have to know about it and then give you consent. It's two things.
But if he's a shaita, then
if he gives you consent,
he
of course
he doesn't need it anymore.
No, shaita is part of all mitzvahs.
All mitzvahs.
Don't you have a
yes, of course.
So that's part. How do you do that without consent. Knowing about it? Make him part.
So that's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question. Why can I include him? I include my kids. They don't have to know about it. I don't have to tell them. They're included. Alama Amar Rabbi Elazar Hifresh Pesach Chaveru Lo Asar Klum. If you tell your friend about the Pesach, if you include him without telling him, it doesn't count. Amar Rabbi Zera, why? Amar Rabbi Zera Celebates Avos. It says Celebates Avos. Lav Celebates Avos. Lav Daraisa. It's not Daraisa. In other words, look at the Ran, the second wide line. Lav Daraisa. Really, what we said is true. That what? You can't include someone else in a carbon pesach without them telling about it. The Minat Torah einak tanim tzrichim lihimanos b'seh im b'nei chabura. Minat Torah, kids don't have to be included. Ela but ochlu mimenu afal pishin alin lulav. They can eat even if they're not included. Why? They're katanim. Afagav de ein pesach nechal elam nuyav. You have to be counted to eat a pesach. Hani mili biruuyin lihimanos. It's only if they're roy to be included. Like who? Like your next door neighbor, the adult. Avok katanim de lav bnei hachi less lamba. But katanim, since they cannot be included, they don't have to be included.
But they can be if you want to.
Yeah, but it doesn't do anything. That's the difference in your kids and your next door neighbor. So next door neighbor is something you can do. Mimai, how do you know this? Mizitnan, because we learned in the Mishnah. Homel chavero, a guy says to his kids, "Hireni shocher es haPesach. I'm going to shech the Pesach. Al misha yala mikem rishon liYerushalayim. Whoever's the first one there, whoever's the first one gets to Yerushalayim, he's included." Now, the Ran explains it's already been shechted. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, and you're traveling to Yerushalayim. Your Pesach has already been done. So what are you telling your kids? Whoever the first one gets there is included. You're already included. Kivon shehichnas rishon rosh uverubo zocha bechelko he zocha umezake es achivimo, and the brothers also get included. Everybody gets included, right? What's going on? The answer is iamitzel beisav daraisa al bisra koyu mezakele. Can you include people after it's shechted already when it's now meat? No, of course not. El lama lama lahu. So what's the father telling them? To get them excited. Right? The first one there gets the best meat. Why? They're just saying it to get them excited. There's no etzem mitzvah, the kids, the katanim. That's unlike a neighbor. Right? Tanya Namihachi, Maisa Haya, there was a story. The Kadmo Bonos Lebanon. The girls came first. The girls were the first ones that got to the chair. Right? Now, the whole child, are girls even included in the carpet? Or not? Right? V'nimtzu banos rizos u'banim shvelim. What do you see? The girls were excited, and the boys a bunch of lazies, right? Very nice.
Women are.
They are.
They are not.
Nothing changes.
Women are mechuyev in carbon pesach. I don't know. What? Because the mitzvah says that's my problem. That's why not. So the question is it compared to matzah?
Exactly.
Matzah, they're included in chayiv. Are they chayiv in higadat halavimcha?
No, but
they're not. That's the rabbanans. Matzah is the only exception.
That for them is a separate reason.
Why?
The women don't teach
them
kids.
Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's just free. It's just free higadat halavimcha. The mitzvah is to be misaper Yitzias Mitzrayim.
They teach them
what
we do.
What? Right, and it's a mitzvah that says man grandma. So is Vigal, so is Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So is Matzah. But Matzah is an exception. Matzah is for sure an exception. The question is, do you transfer the exception? Is it comparable? So it's a one list of things. Girls for sure are not included. Ketanos. But he said it just to get them excited. Okay. Then we said,
so maybe Ab Sachlai, when it says Ab Sachlai, by the same day, and that's
just a remez. That's not a mitzchi. I hear. It's a remez. Okay. Now,
bring this up in the Seder.
Now, next, we said v'torim es trumasav. So we said like this: Reuven. We're not sure who makes the neder. Either Reuven makes the neder against Shimon, or Shimon makes the neder against Shimon. Right. Either way, Reuven can't have enough from Shimon. And what does Reuven do? He goes ahead and he's mafresh the trumas of Shimon. So is that okay? So the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say? It's good as long as it's Ladaito. Ladaito. Ladaito of who? So first of all, why is it good? And second of all, Ladaito of who? Who needs to know about it? Right? What does that mean? I have a pile of tefil, and you have a pile of tefil. I could take off the double amount from my pile to include your pile. Now why am I doing that? Because then you have no tefil anymore. I just did you a good thing. Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanef. I did you a big favor. I got rid of all the tevil in your house. So if anyone eats any of it, they're not going to be over any aveira. I took care of it for him. Now, do I have to tell you about it? No.
Without das.
Without das. I have to tell you about it, right? But I have an nether against you. So is that good? Am I allowed to do it for you? So the bishop said, yes. As long as it's l'daito. L'daito of who? Him? That I'm giving him an up. How could that be? So here we go. That's not an easy Gemara now.
Does he benefit from it?
Of course he benefits.
How does he benefit from it?
He benefits and his tumor was taken off.
Yeah. His, I'm talking about the other guy's tumor.
What other guy?
He did the other guy. His friend's name.
Reuven and Shimon. Reuven takes off.
Decided to do both tumors.
Right. For Shimon.
What did he gain out of it?
Shimon, what did Shimon gain? He has no more tevil in his
tumor. What did Reuven gain?
Nothing.
He did
a favor. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So, Iboy Elohu. Hatorin Mishalo Al Shal Chaveiro. Shimon takes off his own truma, and also Reuven's. Tzarech L'daito Olo. Do you need the das, the Gemara thinks, of Shimon or not? What does that mean? Hey, mi amrin, and do we say, Kivon de Zechus Hulo, Lo Tzarech Das. Since it's a Zechus, you don't require das. What? Oh, Dilma, mitzvah dilehi, it's a mitzvah. V'nichale lima avde. I would like to do the mitzvah by myself. I want the schar. Oh, you do my mitzvah. Let me do my own mitzvah. Right? That's the question. So, Toshma, what our Mishnah say? Torei mes trumasav v'es maserasav l'daito. You take off trumas and maestras of someone you have an edder against, l'daito. The maya skinan. What's going on?
L'daito means with his knowledge?
But who's with his? Who's his? Who are we talking about? And we're going to explain it all. When we finish this, you can understand it. Ilema min bal hakri al shal bal hakri. What that means is, Reuven has a pile. Shimon does not have his own pile. Shimon goes and takes off Reuven's truma without on Reuven's pile alone without telling Reuven. Right? Uludaito deman. I go to your pile and I take off your truma for you.
You go to my pile?
Yeah. And I take off truma for you.
As a favor.
Well, as a favor to you, I saved you time and I saved you effort, and there's no more tevel in your house. Did I do anything for myself? Zero. So that's what the Mishnah, you want to tell me that's what the Mishnah means? That I have a neder against you, I can go to your house, take off your truma, not tell you about it, and it's all good. Well, then it says, L'daito. L'daito of who? Ilema L'daito delay, my das, that I have to know that it's your truma, and it's your pile. Man shavei shliach. Well, who made me a shliach? How can I do that? How can I go into your property and take off your truma without if I'm taking off mine also? A different story. Why is it a different story? Not 100% sure. If I'm taking off my pile and I include your pile, I take off double to include you. You didn't make me a shliach.
Right. But his pile, the second person's pile is not getting touched. He's taking from his pile and taking a double.
Exactly. So I don't need you to make me a shliach.
Right.
But how can I go to your pile without you and make take off truma for you? How can I do that?
Because you did him a favor.
But maybe he didn't want me to do the favor.
Exactly. But eventually you have to do it anyway, right?
What do you mean? First of all, he has his own kohen to give it to.
Right.
Maybe it's his grandson who could be a kohen. He doesn't want me to give it to my grandson, his grandson. And he was waiting for something. You never know. I just walked into his property and took off truma without... Who made me a big shot to do that? It can't mean my das. That can't be. Ella rather, l'daito de balakri. It must be his das. So Reuven said, yeah, Shimon, I know you have an eder against me, but anytime you want to go into my field, take off truma from my pile, I give you permission. How can he say that? Hakamahani le tikavet shlichusei. He's getting hanah from him. He made him into a shlich. How can he do that? That can't be the case. It can't be the case. Ella, rather, it must be Mishalo al Shalhakri. Mishalo al Shalhakri. It must be that Shimon is taking off his own and also for Reuven.
From Shimon's.
From Shimon's. Right? He's taking off double for Reuven. Now, Ladaito Deman. So it said it's good as long as it's Ladat. Ladaito. Ladaito who? Elam Ladaito Debalakri. Is it Reuven's knowledge? Hakamahanale. He's giving him hana. He's getting hana. Reuven says to Shimon, I know you have an eder against me, but you're doing me such a good favor because I'm so busy, I don't have time. Thank you so much. How can you do that? Elalava daite denashe. It must be Shimon's own das.
Without telling
you. L'daito, it's his own das. His own das. What does it mean, his own das? That he knows it's Reuven's pile?
He knows right? His own pile.
Umishalo, Torim al Shal Chaveiro.
Right.
Right? From his own pile. Twice from his own pile, once for him, once for the guy who he has a nether against.
Right.
Das. But 1 second. If Reuven needs Das, Hakamahanile, then he's getting Hana. So it can't be. Elolav, Ein Tzarech Das. So what do you see from here? Ein Tzarech Das. Right? Ein tzarech das says the Ran Ella adaita dena. Yeah, the Torim v'lo chashvinen le mehana kiven de medaita avin v'lo yav le midi lemoder. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. What does it mean? Ella lav ein tzarech das. It must be you don't require das. So what did the Mishnah mean when I said ladaito? Can't mean anything. So the Gemara says, La'olam, Mishal Balakri, Abalakri. Really, Shimon's not taking off any truma for himself. He's only taking off truma for Reuven. How could that be? He's not allowed to. How could that be? The answer is, Kedamar Rava, Ba'omer, Reuven made an announcement in Shul. He said, Kalarot, Salutrom, Yavo, Yitrom, anybody wants to take off truma for me? It's no problem, I don't mind. He didn't appoint you. He said, anybody. He said, anybody can do it for me. I'm very busy. I'm going to be at work the whole day. Today's the last day of the year. I need someone to take off truma for me. I don't care who you give it to. It doesn't matter to me.
We made an
eder against me. So I'm listening in shul. He said, anybody can do him a favor. I'm anybody. Yes, I have an eder against him. But so what? He didn't appoint me. Right? The Torah Hachanami, Ba'omer, he said that.
It doesn't directly benefit.
Right, so look at the Ran. Look at the Ran of Hachanami, Ba'omer. Right? V'chi ha'gavna mahani. It works. L'gabe truma. D'begili das b'lechud d'nichalei sagi. He publicized, it's okay. U'l'gabe moder hana lo choshev mahana. It's not considered hana. Why? I'm doing him a favor. Because kivon delo mashovi lei idach shliach badei. He didn't appoint me a shliach. So what? Right? Umihu dafka kibba omer kol erotz lavo yitrom yivu yitrom. As long as he said a blanket, anybody who wants, do me this favor, come to my house, take off my truma. Aval I amar kol shomea kol yitrom shlichos ma'al yahavei va'asem modrana. But if he said anyone was hearing my voice, it'd be different. There's a case where a guy's in a cave and he's dying. And he says, anybody that hears this, please write again to my wife. She should. I'm not going to make it out of here. I'm going to die. Right? Please write again to my wife. She shouldn't fall to my rotten brother in Yibam. Please write again. So that's considered a shlichus. So the Ran's just saying that saying it like that might be different than saying it. Anybody in this room, anybody in the world wants to. Why is that not hana? What does the appointment have to do with hana? That's what the Ran's saying. The appointment equals hana. But not appointing, staying stam anybody in the world, that's not hana. I don't really. So what's the connection? If the guy's in shul, listen, anybody that wants to do take off my truma, please do. You have my full permission. A guy who has a neder is allowed to do that. Why? It's a difference. Because he didn't appoint him. So what? So what? What's the root of this? Right? We don't know. Well, what's going on here? But if he says, you please do it for me, oh, that he can't do. I have a neder against him. What exactly is going on? I'm not 100% sure. You got it?
It's a very circuitous way of asking. Maybe that's why there's no hana.
But there's still hana. Of course there's hana. The guy's asking that way, because if I ask you, you won't be able to do it. But if I say, somebody here in the room, please do it, you're hoping somebody will do it.
But it's a loophole.
You hear my question?
It's a loophole.
How does that equal hana?
It's a loophole, basically.
What?
It's a loophole. The end result is something equal hana.
Well, I understand that, but
it's not a no when you're going into it and the reaction, but at the end result, there's a no.
I hear. Now,
so
boy.
So we never answered that question.
What question?
If you do from your own for him.
So we say.
What's the mission? The mission is dealing with the guy's thing.
With the goodbye. Right, so we don't know what it means. We don't know what it means.
The
we don't know what daito means.
Daito, what is the daito?
By definition, what you said, the case you gave. But what you're saying is correct. Daniel fucking Shulman says, I didn't get a chance to take trauma. Somebody take trauma from me.
Right. So you're hoping someone's going to do it.
So right away, that's hana. You're asking somebody. You don't care who does it. You're asking somebody to do it for you.
That's exactly, hana. But that's okay.
So if the wrong guy does it, that's not
pointy. But that's okay. Even the guy who has a nether against him is allowed to do it for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why? He's still getting hana. The answer is because they didn't appoint him. That's what Duran said. But if you appointed him, it's a problem. What's right. The difference? Why?
Because we had a mission before that you're allowed to do it without his permission. There's something on the mission that they was able to go both ways, even though you have a shul against them. Why? I don't remember the reason.
Because it was general, you mean?
Yeah.
There must be something by general. Right. So there must be some difference. If we had more time, we could flesh it out. What exactly the difference is. Okay, next. Ibayalahu. The Baymine Rabbi Yirmiyah Meir Zera. Listen to this. Hatarim Mishilah Asal Chaveiro. If I give Chuma from mine and from yours, right? I'm sorry. I give double mine for you, right? Tovas Hana Shalmi. Who gets to decide who gets it? So normally you can give the truma to any kohen you want. So I'm going to take off double mine, and I'm going to have in mind you're free. Do you get to decide who gets the truma or me? Yeah, but there's double amount. But there's double amount here. Part of it's because of you. So who gets? That's the Gemara's question. Who gets to decide where the truma goes? Because there was an assumption that people would give truma. For specific people. Not only that, the Ran points out, anybody besides the kohen himself can pay you, here's a dollar, give the truma to my cousin. I'll pay you a dollar. The cousin can't pay, but I can pay. So a guy can have a grandson who's a kohen. How's that? His daughter married a kohen. So his grandson's a kohen. So the grandfather can come over to you, say, listen, my grandson's a little bit, it's a little bit tough for him, not doing so well. Here's $10, please give the truma to my grandson. You have to give it anyway. I'm giving you $10. Now the grandson can't give the $10, but the grandfather can. So who gets that $10 now? Does Reuben get it or does Shimon get it? That's the Gemara's question. You had such a question? Tovas Hanah Shalmi. Me Amrinan, do we say e lav the imperi hid the ech? If not for Shimon's payros, me misak the kaya baday. There'd be nothing to take off. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Elav kaya dahu. If not for Reuven's, we'll have in peri dahav in the truma. If not for Reuven's, he wouldn't have Shimon's. If not for Shimon's, he would never win. But so Amalei Amakro, it says it's called tvua zarecha vinosata, which the Ran says means it's Reuven's. Reuven sits there, doesn't do anything. Shimon takes off on Reuven's behalf, and Reuven gets the $10. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, next. Eishvei. Hatorim es trumosav ves masrosav l'daito. We have a brisa that says you can take off trumas and masros l'daito. Now the amr tovas hanah de balakri. If the tovas hanah belongs to the balakri, hakamahanyale means Shimon's giving him hanah. Shimon just gave him $10. By Shimon doing this, by Shimon taking off double amount, Reuven gets $10. Reuven just got hanah from Shimon, right? Which is a problem. Ella shmamina tovas hana delay. Ah, it must be tovas hana belongs to Shimon. So Gemara says no. Amri lo mishal balakri ashal balakri or daito de balakri. That wasn't the case. The case was but omer kala rotz litrom yov over yitrom. No, Reuven made a blanket statement. Anybody wanted to give truma for me, and I get the $10, of course. Who you decide to give it to, but I get the money. So then there's no hana because. It wasn't an appointment, it was a general statement. Toshma.
Right before it's 10 minutes.
Right, exactly. Damar Bavo, Amar Biochanan, Hamakdish Mosif Chomish. Let's say a guy's makdish an animal on behalf of someone else. So the halacha is like this. If I'm makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I'd say, oh, I should never have makdished that, I want to undo it, I have to pay a fifth. But if you want to undo it, you don't have to pay a fifth. That's the halacha. So here, I'm makdish the animal for you. Then we're gonna call off the deal, we're gonna redeem it. Who pays the fifth? The makdish, not the one who benefits. However, umeschaper otse tumura. But let's say I makdish an animal for you, and then you are over on tumura. You designate, you transfer the animal, you're not allowed to do that, right? You do that. So who's over tumura? Me or him? So the answer is him. Even though I'm not the shit, but he's over in Tumura, right? The guy who's going to get the kapara is the one who could be over in Tumura, not me. And the third one, if I take off Tumura for you, the $10 goes to you. Good? Very good. Okay, we'll do another minute. Then we said, Milando, if you make a neder against somebody, so Milando, midrash, halachas, agados, avalo, yilamdenu, mikra. You can teach him everything, you can't teach him chumash. Right? Mikra, my time, alo, yilamdenu, why not? Mishum, because, the kamahanile, because you're giving him ana. So midrash, nami kamahanile, midrash, also you're giving ana. So amar shmuel, b'makom shenot l'nschar ala mikra, you're getting paid for that. Veinot l'nschar ala midrash, but you don't get paid for teaching midrash. My pasuk, what kind of thing is that? What kind of thing is that? Why are you getting paid for one, not for the other? You're teaching Torah. Why are you getting paid, not getting paid? So, we'll have the answer tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody have a very good day.
Send me the answers. You have?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Felt good afterwards?
Huh? I didn't take there. I took later because I missed it.
I.